I'll give you a quick 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here that's brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com. Do you think, Crowder, because we don't know yet, do you think that Tua, Tyreek, Jalen Waddle, Darren Waller should get some snaps in the final preseason game Saturday night at Hard Rock Stadium?
I don't know. I know what Tua can do. I know what Tyreek can do. They've done it for years. I would like Darren Waller to get some snaps just because he hadn't played football in over a year. But, yeah, I don't think those guys need snaps.
Solana?
Are you asking, do I think they need snaps?
Do you think they should get some snaps Saturday night?
No, I don't think they should. I think they will. But I don't think they need it, and I don't think it's worth the risk of any of those guys being out there. Even, you know, maybe Darren Waller. Darren Waller, let him go out there, let him hit some people, let him get hit a little bit just because he's been out of football for a while. But I don't understand the risk reward factor of Tua, Tyreek, Waddle, Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, any of your ones, like your one, like the paid ones. I don't get it. I think they will, by the way. I think they are going to play.
I think what you had said last week, like, hey, it's the only home game, yeah, and they didn't give him any run in game two. So I think they will get some snaps Saturday night just because it's the home crowd, and I think they'd be doing them a solid.
But to that point, Hawk, the crowd, because you did bring that up before and it kind of opened my eyes to it. It would be great for fan base encouragement. But I'm telling you, I tell the story like with Junior Seau and Zach and Jason and them. Like, I didn't need Jason to play 8 snaps in a preseason game to know he was about to go get some sacks in these 16 weeks. I think Tua understands football. I think Tyreek understands
football. There is no one on this team that compares to Junior, Jason, or Zach.
But him throwing the ball 8 times against the Jaguars is not going to change our season. Tyreek running 4 post routes is not going to change our season.
I mean, change the season is a big term, so I'm with you, but I think you risk more harm not having them play for 4 weeks? Because they only played week 1 of preseason. So you're saying they would miss week 2, week 3, and the week off? Like, I'm not down with that.
They had joint practices against the Lions.
True.
They had joint practices. Who'd they play week 1?
The Bears.
They had joint practices now against the Jaguars. They're playing real football. Only people not getting hit are the quarterbacks. And I don't want Tua to get hit. So it's even deeper into my thought of I don't want Tua to get knocked down for any reason at all. Because if he gets knocked down, I can't go to a Zach Wilson-led team and be excited.
Oh, he's not going to. I mean, you guys are talking like if he gets knocked down, we're all automatically at Zach Wilson.
Hawk, if they push him, I don't want him to get a paper cut. I don't want him to fall and get on the thumbtack. I want Tua to be 100% healthy when the season starts.
The thing is, I'm normally with you, Hawk. Normally, I'd say these guys need reps. You can't mimic in-game reps in practice, in my opinion.
I agree.
And I agree with the notion, because Leroy was adamant yesterday, I was listening to him and Tobin, that you're doing your body more harm by not taking those hits during preseason, not regulating your body to be ready for what's coming, which is 17 weeks of nonstop, just like a crazy physical toll. But all that goes out the window when I'm talking and thinking about this specific Dolphins team. They have been so injury, they have been impacted so badly by injury that I just don't think it's worth it. Like, for what?
Listen, but to that point, I didn't hear Leroy say this. Ollie Gordon, let him get hit by some NFL players. Kenneth Grant, let Kenneth Grant. Kenneth Grant can get 90 snaps. I don't care. Let him go out there and wrestle. You think Devon Achane is not going to be ready to take an NFL tackle against the Colts? You think Tyreek is not going to be able to come down on a safety and know what's about to happen? It doesn't. I'm on the other side of this. When you are a veteran player, it's not like you lose the fact. There's no way I'm going to, back in my day, play Marshawn Lynch and, okay, well, let me go hit Ronnie Brown and Ricky a bunch because I got to get ready. No, I want to save my nerves and my neck. I want to save my concussions for hitting Marshawn Lynch.
When was the Bears game? Anybody remember? It was like August.
So 2 weeks ago, two Saturdays ago.
Was it August 2nd?
9th.
9th? So you're telling me that they're not going to have played snaps in a game, the full speed of NFL football, since August 9th?
No, they're about to do it tomorrow against the Jaguars, Hawk.
Yeah, but they're not allowed to get sacked. They're not allowed to get hit.
I don't want Tua to get sacked. I want Tua to be in bubble wrap inside of a Barbie doll box until we play the Colts. Tyreek. You think Tyreek needs to play against the Jaguars to be ready to play against the Colts?
I mean, does he need to? No. Do I think it would hurt him? No.
But it could hurt him.
And it could hurt him not playing.
No, it's not going to hurt him not playing. He's going to get slower. Good. He's going to forget how to catch a football. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's crazy talk.
I don't know. I think they're going to get it.
I've watched Junior and Jason. You know the story about those. Like, but all the
you're
stories
talking
come up,
the most elite of the elite. And I'm saying there's no one on this team who is that.
Tyreek is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yes, Tyreek is the only one that I would give you the nod there, but he's coming off his worst season.
I know, and so what's it going to help him to go run routes against backup cornerbacks for the Jaguars?
It can't hurt. Yes, it can't. I saw him out there, he was taking himself out of the game.
Till he pulls his hamstring, and now we're running with Weiss Jr. at the one. I don't want that.
Looked all right, man. Weiss looked good.
He did look okay. That was the wrong reference because he had two touchdowns. But no, if you're a 4+ year veteran, you don't like it. There's no reason to play in the preseason.
You're right and wrong.
What does he know? Come on.
Tyreek, his game, especially those guys, Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, you want them to play meaningless snaps?
Not necessarily them, but I would say it's almost like, I think I made the example the other day, like, why is Steph Curry still taking shoot around for 4 hours prior to a game? He knows how to hit threes, but it's the repetition. It's just the constant repetition, the constant practice. I understand no one's bumping him. He doesn't have a chance to clip someone's knee when he's shooting threes on his own. I get all that, but there's something about doing something over and over and over before it means everything. And there's only 17 games in an NFL season. I don't want to lose by a touchdown to Indianapolis week one, which seems like a winnable game. And there's two potential touchdowns where the timing was just off between Tua and Tyreek.
Throw 7-on-7, balls on air, timing drills, I'm good with. What if Tua reads that it's single high, but it's really double high, and throws Tyreek into a post safety standing there waiting for him and breaks his collarbone? Our passing game now has lost 1,000 yards. That's Tua's what I don't want. I want him to break his collarbone week one.
You gotta build the habits. If there's one thing I've learned,
get out of here, Talana.
If there's one thing I've learned, there's one thing I've learned listening to Coach Eric Spoelstra for years, the importance of developing the nitty gritty habits day in, day out is wildly more important than anything. You know what leads to in game execution, Crowder? Building habits.
Austin Jackson can play. Patrick Paul can play. Jonas Savolino can play. I know what Waddle, Tyreek, Tua can do. I know it. Put Julian Hill out there. We're going to be in 1st and 15 100 times, but we'll be out there.
He didn't even start last week.
If you know what you have.
That's because he's a starter.